And that's all.
Good morning. This is Chris Jenke Bueno, Living an Inspired Life podcast. I'm joined
with Stephanie Rose.
Today, we're in a little funky Monday. We've been sitting here for about 10 minutes trying to figure out what to talk about today. We have a lot of ideas, but we're trying to make something that sort of fits into this shell of living an inspired life and based on being inspired, exercising, taking care of yourself, helping other people out. And it's perfect. I mean, we're in the holiday season right now, and that's what it's all about, right? Take care of yourself first and take care of others and be with your family. So we're going to start a never-ending story. And we're not 100% sure what this story is going to look like, but it's never going to end. That's all I know.
It's our once upon a time.
So when you exercise, when you engage in a physical fitness activity, there's a component of self-discovery that happens with every repetition that you make. Every time you go into the gym, it's about, what am I going to create today? And it's fun, right? So not only do you have the end goal, but you have the means to the end, and every step along the way is fun.
It's fun, and you're also figuring out new things about yourself. How far you can go, how hard you can push yourself. It's self-discovery, right? To get to your goal. And some days, you're not discovering how strong you are because you're just tired. Today is my funky Monday. And I'm not tired, but I'm kind of in this, the weather's got me kind of chill in the mind. I'm not unhappy or anything like that. So I don't know if any of you guys feel like that today, but that's kind of where I am. I'm super like peaceful and I'm very pensive. So I'm very in my mind and thinking a lot, which is good for this podcast because our once upon a time is, I think it's going to be pretty exciting. People are going to want to reopen this quote unquote podcast book and find out what the heck we're talking about in this never ending story. So funky that, Monday.
Well, that's what I'm wondering about. What are we talking about? This is like the Seinfeld episode,
right?
About nothing.
Yeah, totally.
Podcast that I literally will just string a few words together about the enjoyment of fitness and exercise transpiring into your Christmas morning ham and turkey and mashed potatoes.
Ew.
No.
Christmas
sweet potatoes.
Morning.
Sweet. Okay.
No. Give me like.
Okay. Christmas Eve.
Okay. That's better.
Sweet potatoes. That's my favorite food. Sweet potatoes with some coconut oil and cinnamon.
And butter. Yeah.
Some real stuff.
Yeah.
That's good. And some turkey leg.
Seriously, we sound like we came off a bender this weekend and we're just like.
I feel a little drunk. This is perfect, actually. I think this will be the most entertaining episode.
It's totally entertaining because you know what? It's super real. Oh, God. Here he goes.
New Year's Eve this year, I think, is going to be the best determiner. So what are you going to do on New Year's Eve? This is a determiner of how your 2020 is going to go because we're about to cross into a new decade. And
yeah, that's wild.
I don't know. I think 5 or 8 or 10 years ago, I decided that I didn't want to start a new year hungover.
Mm-hmm.
So especially, I think, a new decade. I think this is crucial. The 20s are going to be fun. The roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s. I like it. Yeah, I'm not much of a huge drinker, and I don't like to be hungover at all. So can't say that that's ever been one of my things. However, for a lot of people, it is. And you don't want to roll into January 1 feeling like complete yuck. So
are you into New Year's resolutions?
No.
What about goals that just happen to coincide with the new year?
I can roll with that. I mean, I'll embrace people's New Year's resolutions, but you know, more often times than not, people make a resolution and then literally, and we see this in the gym, literally a month or six mm-hmm. weeks into the new year, people just kind of go, oh, well.
Yeah.
This is too hard. So why not set an attainable goal that lasts you throughout the entire year that you're not saying, on New Year's Eve, I'm waiting until New Year's Eve to start my goal. That's
right.
A big problem. Why wait? Do it now.
Right. Do
Let's
it now.
Let's start.
Let's start right now. Yeah. So what are we, like 3 weeks from New Year?
Yeah.
3-4 weeks?
Yeah.
What is your early December resolution?
Well, I personally have one, actually.
Yes.
Linda and I have been working out really hard, and we both have goals. I'm coming into my 53rd year of life this next year, And so,
which means she's 38 years old.
Pretty much. So this this trip around the sun for me is going to make sure, I'm going to make sure that I'm in the absolute best physical fit body that I've ever been in my life. And that encompasses mind, body, spirit, right? Mm-hmm. So our intention before the end of the year is I'm going to be down at 3% body fat. Notice I don't say anything about the scale, but...
Dang.
So
that's a big jump.
Yeah, well, we started 2 weeks ago, so I'm sure it'll be an attainable goal. Mm-hmm. But it's fun just to see what your body can do. And here's the deal. Even if I don't get it by January 1, I'm still going to move forward and do it. I'm going to hit it.
You're making momentum.
Yeah, so, I mean, eventually I'll get there. And
it's funny you said trip around the sun, because yesterday we were at Round Table Pizza.
How was it?
It was delicious.
Right on.
Hawaiian.
So, ew, God, really?
It's the best.
No, dude. You got to
love the pineapple and the... Well, it has ham.
There's something wrong with that. I'm sorry.
Okay, so there's a playground there. And at the playground, I'm there watching the kids. And there are the 9 planets. But I guess Pluto's not a planet anymore. But it still got credit as a planet. And it said all this information about the planets. And it said how long it takes to go out around the sun. And I don't remember if it was Mercury or Venus. But it takes like 60 years or something. Okay, I might be misquoting that, but and I was thinking, geez, you can be born and you're go around the sun one time,
and
or it's always winter for
that's Chris's brain today.
Shoot, I was born at the beginning of winter and it's gonna be 12 years before summer.
Oh,
comes.
My word. Well, I'll just take this one trip around the sun each
yes.
year, and then so
that's plenty.
Yeah.
So Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year early. You are on one. I think that Hawaiian pizza messed with you, the sweet
yes.
and the ham. There's something wrong with that. Come on, guys. Tell me if I'm right or he's right. All meat pizza versus
they
pineapple.
Just add a little bit of pineapple.
I'm
it's just
sorry,
flavor.
There's way something wrong with that.
I need carbs to burn.
There's plenty of carbs on pizza without the pineapple, dude. Seriously?
But nothing as easy to digest as the pineapple, right? Okay. If we had a call-in show, we would say call in right
now.
Yeah,
call in right
now
and let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think.
It would be a really fun call-in show because we're just ready to answer questions.
Yes, about pineapple pizza.
About anything. But
yes.
Pineapple on pizza, people are going to be like, Chris, you're really bizarre.
Yes.
That doesn't belong on pizza.
A lot of people would disagree with that.
Okay, well, you know what? You guys, please.
Okay, so if you are Hawaiian, call in. Tell
Hawaiian?
Us.
Hawaiian?
Yeah, or if you like Hawaiian pizza,
there you
or
go.
If you are Hawaiian, or if you just like going to Hawaii. Okay, so, to be serious, or not so serious, make your New Year's resolution right now. Just set a goal and just start toward it right now. Don't punt the last 3 weeks of the year just because you have 42 holiday parties to go to. Start getting cracking right now. Get your goals set.
Start your New Year's resolution early. Cheat.
Get to the starting line before everybody else.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Happy Monday. See you, or... Listen to us Wednesday.
Happy Funky Monday.